Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kentucky for Cannabis. We are a chapter of Americans for Cannabis. You can find Americans for Cannabis online at americansforcannabis.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Blog Talk, of course. I'm Mary Thomas Spears, your host, a.k.a. Reverend Mary. And I'm speaking to you live from Bowling Green, Kentucky, where it's 9.02 a.m. Central Standard Time. This show airs at 10 Eastern Time in Kentucky every morning. And we invite you to join us, Kentucky. My website is www.designingyourworld.com. That's one word altogether, designingyourworld.com. And there you'll find out more about me personally and what I'm doing. And I'm head chair for the Kentucky chapter of Kentucky for Cannabis. I invite you to call us, to join us, or to listen. The number to call is 1-718-664-9048. Again, that's 1-718-664-9048. That's 1-718-664-9048. And please do give us a call and join us in discussion, or just call to listen. If you want to listen, just stay on the line. If you want to join us in discussion, you can press 1 at any time. If you do press 1 and you're wanting to join in on the discussion and I don't get to you right away, please do hang on the line. I may be reading from another web page, or y'all have a good day. Saying goodbye to someone. Had company this morning early, and they're on their way out the door. So, as I was saying, I might be on another web page reading from something that I'm trying to get out. Just be patient and hang on line. I will get with you. I'm not ignoring you. It's just that, I have to swap web pages and try to watch the studio and everything else. I'm one person doing this all by myself right now, so as far as the broadcasting, so I ask you to bear with me on all that, and just wait, and I will, and be patient, and I will get with you, and get you on the air, or answer your questions. And at this time, I'll reiterate, if you would like to share your story, if you have a story you'd like to share, if you have questions you'd like answered, if you have an agenda that you believe needs to be discussed, that we could discuss, if you want to debate legalization, if you just want to educate people on cannabis, hemp, marijuana, please give me a call so we can schedule and get you on the show. Number to call is 1-270-904-0279. This is my private line. And if you'll call that number, I can arrange to get you on the show. Again, the number is 1-270-904-0279. Thank you. Those calls will be screened as I am just one person, and well, I don't have time to answer every call. Okay. This morning I wanted to discuss this idea that marijuana cannabis is a gateway drug. I thought, you know, this is a topic that needs to be discussed and needs to be clarified, because it's one of the excuses that is used to keep this drug prohibited, and or to keep this herb prohibited, because cannabis is not a drug. It's a plant, and granted, they may make drugs out of plants. This is what our pharmaceutical community does. Just like they used marijuana as a medicine up until 1937 for the basis of most of their drugs. That's what I said. Cannabis marijuana, cannabis sativa, cannabis hemp was used as a base for most pharmaceutical drugs up until 1937. It was, you know, either cannabis-based or opiate-based back then, pretty much. So, cannabis has a rich history in being a medicine. And so where did this idea come from, this gateway drug? Well, it's propaganda that they put out there, definitely. They want you to believe that if your children smoke marijuana, they will go on to use other more vicious, harder drugs later. And so they use this theory to keep cannabis illegal or prohibited. The possession of cannabis is what's illegal, because it's a controlled substance. Controlled by what? By tax and regulation. We've already said that. If you didn't get it, read, or if you didn't get it, go listen to our earlier broadcast. So, too much dead air here. I'm trying to get my mind right. So, where's the evidence that cannabis isn't a gateway drug? Well, first of all, if a cannabis is a gateway to anything, it may be a gateway to jail, you know. And it's a gateway for them to enslave you into their prison system, into their military-industrial complex. They use it as a gateway to the door of their military-industrial complex, is what they use cannabis for. They use it to lead children into their military-industrial complex. In fact, they use the prohibition of cannabis to entrap and enslave your children into their military-industrial complex. That's what it's a gateway for. But is it a gateway drug? Well, no. This was proven several years ago by the Institute of Medicine's report. Let me just go to my website and pull that name of that report up for you. God, I'm not doing good this morning. Y'all bear with me. I had a late night last night and an early morning this morning. And I don't even have a computer. I'm using a broken, burnt, beat up, stomp laptop that has half its buttons gone. I got a USB keyboard plugged into it and half of it don't work. I want to refer you to my website right now. You can go to designyourworld.com/health_reports. You'll find that on the browser across the top. If you'll just click on the health reports page, what you'll come to is a page that will lead you to link copies, PDF files of those reports so you can download them and print them or whatever you need to do, because this stuff's good evidence for any legal case you might have to fight. The first report is the Institute of Medicine's report, Marijuana and Medicine, Assessing a Science Base. This report was done in 1999 by the Institute of Medicine. And in this report, which is hundreds of pages, it tells you that marijuana is not a gateway drug at all. In fact, it says if there's any gateway drugs in America, it would be alcohol and tobacco. So I'd like to refer people to that report. When we're talking about gateway drugs, well, if marijuana is a gateway drug, then it probably starts with breast milk. That's right, that's what I said. It probably starts with the mother's breast milk. Because why? Because the mother's breast milk is full of cannabinoids. And if you don't believe me, then Google it, people, because the body makes endocannabinoids naturally in our bodies. And breast milk is a wonderful thing, but and they haven't fully understood what all the nutrition that's in a woman's breast milk does. But the one thing they have found is it's full of endocannabinoids. And this information has been coming out recently, it's getting harder and harder and harder for them to claim that cannabis is a gateway drug. But I would like to refer everyone to a study that I referred everyone to the other day on our show, and that is the Jamaican Dreyer study with Dr. Dreyer that talks about endocannabinoids and, you know, what happens when a baby's being formed in the belly of the mother, and how marijuana or cannabis or hemp affects the formation of a fetus during childbirth, and all this. And That report revealed that not only is cannabis marijuana not harmful to the baby that the mother's carrying in the womb, but it actually builds brain cells in infants as they're being built, as the brain is being built in the womb, as the fetus is being formed in the womb. This wonderful plant increases the brain cells in infants whose mothers use cannabis during their pregnancy. So, is cannabis a gateway drug? No. Gateway drugs are alcohol and tobacco, and like I said, if it is a gateway drug, that's only because the mother's breast, if she's a breastfeeding mother, would be the gateway. Or if it is a gateway drug, well, it's only because the military-industrial complex uses it as a gateway. So, I don't have the link to that report this morning, but Google it, people. The Jamaican Dr. Dreyer study on pregnancy and endocannabinoids and cannabis or marijuana. All you gotta do is put those words in your Google bar or search bar. We say Google, but we mean search. Use your search engines. Look for the information. If you don't find it on one search engine, you'll find it on another. I'm tired of hearing how everybody thinks this plant is so dangerous to children. It's not the plant that's dangerous to children. Hemp, cannabis, marijuana is the most nutritious plant for food, and we should be feeding it to our children, and then our children would be so sick that they develop all these diseases that their body develops because they didn't get the endocannabinoids that mama was giving them in their breast milk. These endocannabinoids that are in breast milk are the same endocannabinoids that are found in cannabis. And the only thing that's dangerous about them is our children aren't getting enough of them, and that's causing disease and illness due to malnutrition. And so that's the threat, is that our children are suffering from malnutrition, and therefore they develop disease and such because they're suffering from malnutrition. And so at this time, I'm going to check and see if we have any callers. Still no callers. Okay, I'd like to refer you to another report on that page. If we have time, and that would be, and this report tells you that they know that that cannabis is good medicine for cancer. The other report does too. Both reports tell you that cannabis is good medicine for certain illnesses and certain disease. And the next report I want to refer you to on that page is a report that was issued by the American College of Physicians in 2008. These reports are online, people, and they're on my website, and you can find them there and download them. So I invite you to do so, because I keep them archived there for that reason. And the name of this report is Supporting Research into the Therapeutic Role of Marijuana. So, and as I said, that's a PDF file. Now, if you're not familiar with PDF files, you will need an Adobe file reader on your computer to be able to read these files, and you can get that for free by punching in free Adobe file reader, and you'll find links that'll take you to get a free file reader, and you can download that to your computer for free, and it'll enable you to read PDF files. Or go to adobe.com and look there on their page, and you should be able to find their free file reader there. Okay. And again, the link to these files on my website is designyourworld.com/health reports. And as soon as I can get a computer fixed and going and get back to where I can get to my website, I have hundreds of reports that will be archived there in the library there. This is one of the reasons my computer's been crashed, I believe, is they don't want me to get all those reports archived there. But there are those who will think that I'm paranoid for saying that. Okay, looks like we've got about 6 minutes left, and I realize there's a lot of dead air on this morning's show, but as I've said, it's been a rough morning, people. Once again, I want to reiterate, when we're talking about the drug war, and we're talking about lives being in danger, the lives are in danger from the ignorance surrounding this plant in the military-industrial complex that's been created, that this plant is a gateway drug for, because they made it that way. Again, you know, I'd like to refer people to my website, to the Legal Lies page. You'll see a button on Design Your World if you go there, and it says Legal Lies, Legal Lies, right? And if you go down the left side of that page, you will find a report, a link to a report called the Elkhorn Manifesto. And the Elkhorn Manifesto explains to you why cannabis is prohibited today in detail. And there's lots of documentation to it. So I invite you to check out that report. I'd also like to point out that I pointed out yesterday on the afternoon show that the first corporation was the church, and that every corporation since then is an extension thereof. Well, with that in mind, I'd also like to share with you this this information. And not to offend anyone out there, but the Catholic Church was the first corporation, and so I'd like you to check out this word, Catholic. The word Catholic, the original Greek, from the original Greek, kata, K-A-T-A, a preposition with various meanings, often meaning down or negative, as in catabolic or catastrophe. Helios, H-O-L-O-S, from the Greek, meaning whole, as in holistic medicine. Catholic, that's kata, holos, together, Catholic. So when you think about that, if you put those meaning down or negative, catabolic or catastrophe, to holistic medicine, as they handed down a law to the corporation. And boy, it has been catabolic and a catastrophe to holistic medicine, has it not? Just a thought, but just a little information I like to throw out there. If you don't believe me, you can check the Greek meaning online, you know. Because, you know, this is about semantics, this whole legalization, any prohibition, repeal, it's about semantics, and that's why I keep pointing it out. Semantics, words, people, and the understanding of words. We got 90 seconds left, or 80 seconds by now. I'm Mary Thomas Spears. This is Kentucky for Cannabis. I'm inviting people to join me and call in. Once again, to reach us and call in and schedule to be on the show, call me at 270-904-0279. To call into the show and listen or to participate, call 1-718-664-9048. Marijuana is not a gateway drug to anything but the industrial prison complex because of the ignorance surrounding it. If you disagree, give me a call and explain to me why I'm wrong. I would like to discuss it with you. If you have a story you want to share, give me a call so we can get you on here so we can share that story. Be blessed. Be a blessing. Be a blessing and be blessed. I love y'all. Have a good day.